37 Steps to Falling in Love. Step 1. I need a willing volunteer who is voluntarily happy for me to look into their eyes for the remaining 4 minutes of this piece. Show of hands. Step 2. We have 3 things in common. We are mostly human. We're both breathing the same air. And finally, we both foolishly volunteered for this. Step 3. Going forward from this already established common ground, do you like copies? No, you don't have to have any yourself. I've got enough for 2 people. Scratch that, make that 5 people. Steps 4 to 10. The honeymoon phase. Would you be happy while it takes me several months to work out how our bits should fit together? And just as I have that eureka moment, you realise you no longer really want to have sex that often, as it clashes with menial life tasks, such as sleeping and watching Strictly Come Dancing. Step 11. Would you be happy to actually read some of the 1.9 trillion books I will inevitably recommend to you? I will still flatly refuse to read the Twilight books, but I might budge on Harry Potter. But then love is compromise. Step 12. This is the big one. Will you be able to listen to the inevitable barrage of poetry that I will produce after the event about how steps 4 to 10 weren't entirely my fault, whilst smiling? Step 13. Do you accept frozen potato waffles cooked in a toaster, cold baked beans from the can eaten with a spoon, to both be acceptable meals once a week? Step 14. Will you promise to actually celebrate Valentine's Day with me, as nobody else will? Step 15. Are you willing to accept that I will claim to be the better cook, despite the fact I will do little cooking, but I do make absolutely epic sandwiches when out of waffles and baked beans? Steps 16 to 20. It's the little things. Mainly little biscuit-shaped things, it is vital that you maintain the constant flow of A. digestives plain, B. custard creams standard, C. chocolate bourbons, and D. shortbread, preferably fingers. Step 21. Are you capable of drinking tea like you're breathing air? Because that's vital if you're going to spend any time with my parents. Step 22. My parents constantly listen to Radio 4, so it is equal importance that constant background noise does not induce psychosis. Step 23. You will never ask me to stop doing my hobby and get rid of the stuff associated with it, even if it is in a corner, picking up layer upon layer of dust. Step 24. You will accept that me making you a hot drink in the morning and given a small neck massage at night are my romantic highlights of the day, so I hope you will at least begrudgingly accept them. Step 25. I'm lost for words, as I wasn't expecting us to get this far. Step 26. I realise that I haven't even asked you your full name. Step 27. I remember why names are so unimportant. Steps 28 to 32. I remember that I haven't asked you all the little details I want to know about you, but now it's too late because you're leaving. Step 33. You left one sock and a comic behind. Do you want to come and pick them up? Step 34. I remember why I miss you. Step 35. I can no longer wear your solitary sock as it's worn out. Step 36. I delete your number because I've got to stop staring at it, hoping it holds all the answers to why I can't call you and why you don't call me back when I inevitably do. Step 37. I remember that I loved you.